house prices have slumped by 4% in the past year, with Brisbane and Melbourne the hardest hits.
Enzo Raimondo from the Real Estate Institute of Victoria says prices are simply reflecting the market.
An agent can't push up prices. The market is what the market is. Look, there's no doubt that some vendors probably are expecting what they would have got a couple of years ago. That's not going to happen. We saw a major correction in 2008 after the global financial crisis. The top end of the market sort of fell most of all during that period, but picked up by greater than 20%, and it's continued to rise until this year. So if you look at prices in Melbourne, you look at the median's been affected probably mostly by the top end of the market, that is properties above $1 million. Transactions at the median, about 500,000, 550,000 and below, really haven't moved that much. They've actually been quite stable.
Let's take a look at the markets now. The Dow has closed 2 points lower. The Nasdaq gained 7 points. The S&P 500 was up 1 point on close. And in Europe, the DAX has closed 11 points higher. And checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $101.27 a barrel. Tapis crude is trading at $117.54 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,593.10 an ounce. To the Australian dollar, that's now buying 101 US cents, 77 euro cents, and almost 65 pence sterling.